We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, spontaneous viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Asiasat 5, and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 61 cable and IPTV network, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogotá, channel 16 on Parabólica Bellavista, and channel 44 on Villavisión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquin and Santa Elenita, channel 43 on Teleboyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, kilometro 5.5 La Celera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Telelunidos and Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2 and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26 and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Damoa S.A. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingahuatzu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingahuatzu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Mamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on CIATSAT. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Mongolia, in Khov Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Alkhar Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Swatir, Zaling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhol Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Alkhar Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayan Zurkh and Khan Uth District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Hotus on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurkhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sangshan City in Donongov Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongjiao Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Qialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuanchang Township on Beikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations delivers food to 700 villages in Afghanistan. In cultural news, Norway celebrates her Constitution Day. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Olia Foundation, an Indonesian organization dedicated to helping the underserved. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 17th, is the birthday of the President of Maldives, His Excellency Mohamed Nasheed, born in Male, Maldives in 1967. Serving in office since 2008, President Nasheed has been a very important contributor to democratic developments in the Indian Ocean archipelago. His Excellency is also known as an outspoken advocate of safeguarding our planet, calling on all nations to help halt climate change. President Nasheed pledged Maldives will be the first country to operate entirely on sustainable energy. His Excellency has been named a 2009 Hero of the Environment by Time magazine. President Nasheed has also been honored with the 2009 Anna Lindh Prize for his work on behalf of human rights, democracy, and the earth. Our respectful thankfulness for your wise leadership, Your Excellency President Mohamed Nasheed. May you have a very happy and blessed birthday in the company of loved ones.
Fly-in news. Lives lost in China's tornado. 28 townships in Suihua City of northeast China's Heilongjiang Province, about 120 kilometers from the provincial capital of Harbin, were struck by a tornado on Saturday, May 15th, resulting in at least 7 lives lost, 98 injured, and nearly 3,700 people evacuated, according to the city's Emergency Response Office. In Minchang village of Gongrong Township, roofs were torn from all the houses with some buildings collapsed. Two counties in the city area also experienced strong wind and hailstorms. However, no casualties have been reported there thus far. Relief has been dispatched in the form of 200 quilts and more than 500 kilograms of bread sent to some of the affected areas, while the government reports that rescue work is still ongoing. Our appreciation for the timely efforts of the Chinese government and all personnel aiding those in need. We send sympathies for the loss of loved ones and prayers for the protection of the storm affected, wishing them a smooth resuming of their regular day-to-day lives and that such distressing events ease with our more benevolent stewardship of the planet.
Three monsoonal rains wreak havoc in Sri Lanka's capital. Regions in and around Colombo have been struck by days of heavy precipitation and storms, with over 40,000 people in Colombo and Kalutara districts, as well as 3,740 families in Gampaha district affected. One of the worst-hit areas was Watala, with more than 16,000 people who had to leave their homes. Disaster Management Ministry spokesman Pradeep Kodipilli reported that shelters have been set up in the three main affected districts, and the ministry is working in partnership with the divisional secretariat offices to ensure that residents receive necessary assistance.
In the neighborhood of Watala, most of the families are staying in community centers and schools, with food and clothing being provided until they can return to their homes. Meanwhile, residents have been advised by health ministry officials to boil water before drinking to protect from the increased risk of waterborne diseases.
We thank all Sri Lankan officials and agencies for your concerned assistance and advisements during these rough weather conditions, wishing the residents a soon return to the regularity of their everyday lives, as we pray for the subsiding of such disasters through our gentle regard of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. program seeks to minimize hunger and poverty in Nepal. As part of U.S. President Barack Obama's Feed the Future initiative, through which $3.5 billion U.S. dollars in donations are being distributed to 20 recipient countries, Nepal has been selected as one of the recipients. Working in partnership with the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, the program seeks to benefit Nepal as one of 36 countries that contain 90% of the children whose growth is impaired due to insufficient nutrition. At the same time, factors such as good governance bring a high potential for sustainable agriculture-led growth, which could also lead to expanded trade opportunities. President Obama has also requested that the U.S. Congress approve a more than doubling of USAID's 2011 food assistance in designated countries such as Nepal. Providence bless Your Excellency in United States for your generosity in ensuring food security for Nepal and other countries with the world's most vulnerable. May such endeavors lead to many fruitful harvests and plentiful sustenance for the Nepalese and people across the globe.
Better city, better life. 2010 World Expo brings cultures together in Shanghai, China. The 41st World Expo opened this month with the largest ever expanse of exhibit pavilions spanning over 5 kilometers on both sides of the Huangpu River to display the vibrant cultures and sustainable urban ideals of more than 189 countries. With a theme, Better City, Better Life, each nation has created a uniquely designed pavilion which may house fascinating artifacts and green innovations, as well as colorful traditional music and dances. Over the next 6 months, through October 31st, the expo's expected 70 million visitors will have access to first-hand experience as these interactive platforms share the cultural highlights and eco-friendly advancements of their representative cultures. Wow, what a magnificent opportunity to experience our global community. Many thanks, Expo organizers and participants, as we wish everyone a memorable time at this impressive event that reaffirms the beauty of our multicultural world.
Youngest person to sail the world completes a remarkable voyage. Several days shy of her 17th birthday, Jessica Watson became the world's youngest person to sail solo across the seven seas as she crossed the finish line to arrive back in her homeland of Australia on Saturday.
Beginning 7 months ago in October 2009, her journey aboard the small yacht dubbed Ella's Pink Lady was navigated alone and unaided. Logging more than 22,800 nautical miles, the 16-year-old persevered through several treacherous storms, with winds so severe that her boat was nearly knocked flat as she navigated the South Pacific, across the equator to the tip of South America, past Cape Horn, across the Atlantic Ocean to South Africa, through the Indian Ocean, and around Australia. Her acclaimed arrival in Sydney included a greeting from the Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, who saluted her as the country's newest hero, to which the modest young sailor replied, "I don't consider myself a hero. I'm an ordinary girl who believed in a dream. You don't have to be someone special or anything special to achieve something amazing. You've just got to have a dream, believe in it, and work hard. Our cheers and admiration, Jessica, for your successful epic journey at sea. Your courageous spirit and determination surely inspire us all toward the joyful triumph of realizing our dreams."
On Peshard's Business People, we're in Taiwan to meet one of the first foreign-born entrepreneurs to make a real impact on this region, Bernard Bier Li Liev. He's with me here on BBC World News.
BBC World News features millionaire humanitarian and his vegan lifestyle. Peshart's Business People is the widely aired British Broadcasting Corporation, or BBC, World News program that describes the Asia-Pacific region's most interesting and influential business leaders. In a recent episode, BBC senior journalist and broadcaster Michael Peshart interviewed retired vegan millionaire Bernard Bier Li Liev to find out about the activities and issues of greatest concern to him. Bernard Bier Li Liev is an internationally renowned expert in tourism and travel and the former CEO of a major travel company. Apart from being a dedicated champion for the environment and children's rights, Mr. Bier Li Liev was also highlighted as a committed vegan.
As is Chinese custom, Bernard had arranged a series of banquets for me to meet as many people as possible. He and many of his friends are strict vegans. They eat no meat nor any animal product of any kind. Bernard is also a keen supporter of this new vegan fast food chain, The Loving Hut. It now has more than 100 branches throughout Asia.
During the interview at Loving Hut, the fast-growing worldwide affordable gourmet vegan restaurant encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai, Mr. Bier Li Liev explained his reasons for avoiding meat and alcohol.
When I eat a lot of meat during all these banquets and business meals and this, I can see all the people getting to a certain age around me, they're getting obese, like I was as well. I'm still quite big, but I was enormous. And a lot of people do get a lot of disease. Right. And eating meat has been proven to be the greatest cause of cancer and heart disease, of any other things we can possibly do or consume, except maybe alcohol and tobacco.
But you don't consume those either?
No, I don't consume those either, because I would say you need your mind to be sharp, and if you drink, then you cannot always be that sharp, and it's quite easy to let it slip. And we're trying to get children used not to eat so much meat and so much animal fat, because it really damages them. You also have to think, when you kill an animal, the animal know it is going to die. So he's got all sorts of panic and fear, hormones, you could say, how do you call it, cortisol, you know, yeah. The stress hormone, yeah. Adrenaline. And all this is poisoning you.
I've enjoyed the last few days as we've been eating purely vegetarian.
We appreciate BBC and Mr. Peshart for sharing this information about the good works and exemplary health habits of such successful role models among us. Our admiration and thanks, Mr. Bier Li Liev, for your leadership in promoting a clean, kind, and animal-free way of life, as we join you in striving for such compassionate ideals to prevail in our world.
I hope you will come again.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
Thank you.
A lot.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion US dollars for reducing global warming. uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
French academic freed. A court decision in Iran has enabled 24-year-old teaching assistant Clotilde Rice to be released following her initial 6 weeks of detainment and 9 months under house arrest. The court commuted her sentence and stated that she was free to leave the country. French President Nicolas Sarkozy confirmed her return on Sunday and personally welcomed her and her family at the Élysée Palace. We are delighted to hear of your regained freedom, Miss Rice. Wishing you a joyful reunion with family and loved ones in the comforting security of your homeland.
Save our planet. Global warming threatens floods from glacial melts in Bhutan. As the Tortomi Glacier near Punaka Zong, Bhutan, is noted by scientists to be melting rapidly due to climate change, grave concern is now being expressed over the threat of a glacial lake outburst flood, which is caused by a sudden and large release of water held under a glacier.
Yeah, people term it as the tsunami from the sky. And then if this whole glacier melts, which will in due course of time, that could create the worst case scenario.
Such an event would destroy the historic administrative and religious center of the Punaka district, including the sacred Punaka Zong Buddhist monastic temple.
In addition, forests and ancient villages downstream from the lake would suffer the impact of an overwhelming rush of river water due to the so-called mountain tsunami. According to a report published by the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development and the United Nations Environment Program, or UNEP, 24 out of 2,674 glacial lakes in Bhutan are at risk of bursting, with other experts saying that Bhutan's glaciers are retreating on average 30 meters each year. In an effort to protect the Bhutanese people, the government hired U.S.-based Sutron Corporation in April to install a glacier lake outburst flood early warning system for the Punaka district region.
The plan is to install sensors at the source here, as well as a little bit further downstream. That would give enough lead time for the settlements or for the people to evacuate.
We pray for the safety of the Punaka Zong and all Bhutanese villagers of this beautiful and special place. May we quickly reverse these harmful warming effects through our conscientious actions to exist harmoniously with the environment.
In an August 2008 interview by Ireland's East Coast FM radio, as on previous occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the decisive actions needed to avert such forecasts of global warming calamity.
According to the scientists, whatever they have predicted or prescribed about our critical situation is accurate up to 99%. They want us to change the way we live our life by cutting down CO2 emissions. And the fastest way that individuals can do without a lot of protocol and ado is to be urged. It's truly critical now, as we have witnessed increasing disaster worldwide due to climate change. We still have time. We still have a little time to change the course of destiny thanks to the vegetarian population, old and new members, that reduced the most karmic retribution in the short span of time. Thus, we have like an extended deadline before the no return point. But it's not much. We must change fast to avoid much more damage to the earth, as well as loss of more lives and resources.
Save our planet. With increased volcanic activity being linked by experts to global warming, concern is being raised for the Sakurajima volcano in southwestern Japan, whose record level activity exceeds 500 eruptions so far this year.
Save our planet. His Majesty King Mohammed VI of Morocco launches the first integrated solar thermal power station in the country in Africa, which is expected to produce nearly 15% of the country's needed energy.
Save our planet. With temperatures 5 to 6 degrees Celsius above what is typical for this time of year, 130 heat-related fatalities have been reported so far this season in India's Andhra Pradesh state.
Save our planet. To help address the oil spill off the U.S. coast, Hollywood actor and environmental activist Kevin Costner demonstrates a machine that uses centrifugal force to extract 97% of oil from water and can clean up to 200 gallons per minute.
It's Hee-Haw the Donkey, vegan all the way. Today, I'm here with an environmental tip of the day. When the weather's warm, we may enjoy spending time outdoors. Whether you are playing sports, attending a festival, or having a fun vegan picnic with friends and family, you might want to bring along some gloves and dispose of any little pieces of paper, plastic bottles, or cans you may see around your area. Please recycle them when possible. The Earth will appreciate it. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, the United Nations helps villagers in western Afghanistan revitalize their land. The UN World Food Programme, or WFP, has supplied 60 metric tons of food to 700 residents in the area. The distribution is part of a project to restore the important irrigation canal in the Khosan district. It had been affected by incoming sand due to deforestation and lack of water. To stabilize the land, 40,000 drought-resistant bush saplings have been planted, with 70,000 seedlings being grown to be transferred to the desert. Moreover, workers involved with the canal rehabilitation are provided with food by the WFP. Our earnest gratitude, United Nations World Food Programme, for your kind support of Afghanistan. May your laudable endeavours soon bear fruit, assisting the land to return to its pristine state in a sustainable world.
In cultural news, today is the National Day of Norway, observing the signing of its constitution in 1814. Situated in Northern Europe, Norway is known for its amazing natural scenery, including mountains, glaciers, and waterfalls. It is home to thousands of incredible fjords, such as the spectacular Nere Fjord and Geiranger Fjord, which are United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites. During the winter months, Norway is a wonderful place to witness the exquisite northern lights, also called the Aurora Borealis. Among famous Norwegians are acclaimed composer Mr. Edvard Grieg, internationally known actress Miss Liv Ullmann, and esteemed Sami musician Miss Mari Boine. We wish the nature-loving citizens of Norway a splendid National Day. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting an Indonesian organization which provides homes to children in three shelter houses in Yogyakarta. We'll just go for a hug. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more comfortable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News. Happy news for a joyful world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on an Indonesian non-profit which helps disadvantaged families by organizing a fund to pay for medical care.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The Olia Foundation, operated by Indonesian citizens, is dedicated to rendering help to disadvantaged citizens of the nation. Olia is an Arabic word meaning a new start. The nonprofit was founded in Yogyakarta during the mid-1990s, with a kind woman taking care of children who did not have homes. Now the foundation has three shelter houses in the city, which give special attention to infants and toddlers. A team of social workers is responsible for 3 to 6 children, seeing to all their needs. The youngsters are raised as if in a true family setting, receiving much love and attention. In the capital city of Jakarta, the foundation focuses on 12 underserved areas. A medical fund has been established, with families contributing an equivalent of 25 US cents a month. If healthcare is required, these resources can be accessed to pay for the expenses involved. This system has been successfully operating for a number of years in some of the areas. The foundation also contributes monetarily for families to purchase school books and uniforms. In addition, information is shared on relevant topics such as hygiene, child raising, and legal matters. The foundation has a number of supporters, including the Dutch Foundation Lestari, Terre des Hommes International Federation, the Japanese Embassy, and the United Nations Children's Fund. Our sincere gratitude, Olia Foundation, and all your affiliates. Heaven's blessings for your devotion to so many of our precious brothers and sisters. May the warm-hearted Indonesian people thrive evermore in plentitude on a calm and long-lasting earth.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Arabic entitled Penny Scales.
وقف زوج على إحدى تلك الموازين التي تعمل بالبنس والتي تطلعكم بأنكم محظوظين وأن الوزن انفض في قطعة نقدية. اسمعي هذا، قال الزوج إلى زوجته وهو يريها بطاقة بيضاء صغيرة. إنها تقول أنني مفعم بالحيوية، مشرق وكلي موارد. أجل، أومأت زوجته برأسها، وزنك لديه هو الأمر الخاطئ أيضا.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I just became vegetarian a month ago, but I'm not really sure what to eat. I've mostly been eating pasta, salad, and lasagna. Any suggestions? Thanks. Song from USA.
Kind Song, it's fantastic you have transitioned to the plant-based diet. There are many delectable foods you can enjoy, such as vegan burgers, vegan sushi, and vegan casseroles. The choices are truly abundant. Please feel free to download at no charge any of our vegan cooking shows and recipes at suprememastertv.com/veg. May your body, mind, and soul be amply nourished by nature's abundance of earth-saving culinary fare. With love and heaven's blessings.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with divine wisdom and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S. President Barack Obama honors the nation's leading police officers for their shining examples of bravery and good judgment as they risk their own lives and well-being to save the lives of others.
Saudi Arabia's Minister of Health, Dr. Abdullah bin Abdulaziz Al Rabia, signs cooperation agreements with Germany's Minister of Health, Dr. Philip Rossler, in the areas of medical training and research programs.
The U.S.-based Center on Philanthropy reports that American citizens donated $1.3 billion U.S. dollars through 96 charitable organizations to contribute to quake relief in Haiti.
Government officials from Serbia and Azerbaijan signed various cooperation agreements, including mutual waiving of visa requirements for traveling diplomats and officials.
Newly appointed Foreign Secretary of the UK, William Hague, meets with U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, where the two affirm their country's unity on many international matters, as well as their enduring bilateral relations.
United Nations Ambassador Against Hunger, Grammy Award-winning pop singer Christina Aguilera, visits schools and helps serve meals to children in Haiti.
The 9th Annual Arab Media Forum convenes in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, to discuss developments in regional journalism, with over 2,000 participants, including Palestinian representatives from both the West Bank and Gaza.
The United States joins the UN Alliance of Civilizations, founded in 2005 by Spain and Turkey, as an organization that seeks to unify diverse societies through the promotion of dialogue and cross-cultural relations.
Two U.S. mathematicians, Dr. Philip T. Gressman and Dr. Robert M. Strain, are recognized for solving the 140-year-old seven-dimensional Boltzmann equation, which predicts the statistical distribution of particles in a gas.
The 8th Tehran International Exhibition of Flowers and Plants, Park Equipment and Related Industries is held in Tehran, Iran, with over 250 national and international contributors and hundreds of thousands of appreciative visitors.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.